Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, are your healthy habits all over the place or non-existent? Do you wish you could find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and really just talk a little nicer to yourself? If you have tried to habit hack your health, but the strategies you've tried just haven't worked for you in your busy lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, behavior change specialist, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about our health and our habits. How do I know? Well, because I've transformed my own life through habit hacking, and now my family gets the best of me, and I now help my clients do the same. I'm now going to teach you how to create healthy habits in less time, guilt-free for all seasons of your life. It's not your fault your habits haven't worked, my friend. We just have to do them differently. So, are you ready to feel empowered and transform your habits and life? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. We are talking all about mindset this week. And I don't know about you, but you know, we just fell back with daylight savings time. And I know when my boys were super little, like it just threw everything off. Now I know falling back sometimes is a little easier, right? Like my boys are 15 and 12, so maybe they'll talk to me a little bit more in the morning, won't be so grumpy, right? But I know you also feel off throughout the week, right? You might feel a little more sluggish. You might not be making your healthy habits work for you this week. And I want you to know that is okay. Today, we're going to be talking about good, better, and best habits to help fit your capacity for whatever season of life you are in. And I think that is something very timely to talk about this week with daylight savings time happening. Before we get into talking about good, better, and best habits and the reasoning behind this, just another quick reminder that the Healthy Habit Reset is happening this Wednesday, the 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern live. Join us live. I should be live for maybe like 45 minutes. I'm going to teach you my 5-step habit change method, help you with some bonus healthy habits throughout the holidays, and help you pivot your habits for whatever season of life that you are personally in. We'll do some bonus Black Friday early access, a bonus
for you just for joining. And we'll do some giveaways in the Habit Hack Shop, probably the Ultimate Habit Tracker, because that is the most popular product. I can't wait. We're going to have some fun. You can catch the replay if you can't join us live. So make sure to register because I'll email that out to you, girl. Okay. So go to bit.ly/healthyhabitreset or click the link in the show notes. Maybe you've done the reset on your own. I offer it as a free masterclass throughout the year. I do it live every quarter to kind of help you like have some accountability and actually use the method that I teach there. So make sure to join live, or if you've joined us live before, because girl, I know your life and your habits are always changing, and I'm here to help you still make your health a priority. So like I said, we're in that week where it's like everything's off. It's dark super early because of daylight savings time. And the last step in my habit hacking system that I teach inside of my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, is to give yourself a backup plan and to give yourself some grace, right? Because things are going to happen, right? Not every week is going to be like perfect. And I thought I would expand on this today by talking about good, better, and best habits and getting you thinking about your healthy habits a little bit differently. We sometimes tend to have a perfectionist mentality, or all or nothing, right? And it doesn't have to be perfect, right? It's whatever your capacity is, and knowing that something is better than nothing. There is something that triggers in your brain where if maybe you had the best of intentions to do a workout and you just weren't feeling it today, instead of just going to bed at night and being like, you feel guilty, right? Which I'm like, who do we feel guilty to? Ourselves, right? Nobody's like taking an account of like if you worked out or not, right? But that's beside the point. I know I'm just saying that because I felt this way before, right? But what if instead of feeling that when you lay your head down at night, what if you like, oh, I'm going to, you know, do like a 5-minute stretch before I go to sleep. And then you like trigger something in your brain that I'm doing something, because something is always better than nothing. I say this all the time inside of the program. I say it all the time here on the show, because we as women have to do habits differently and change our mindset around that. So let's talk about this a little bit as far as good, better, and best habits and changing our mentality when it comes to a few challenges we have when it comes to our fundamental needs. So, you know, I only talk about mindset, food, freedom, and movement as far as taking care of your health, right? We keep it super simple. It's not diet culture focused. It's healthy habits and training for life focused. But I wanted to talk about some good, better, and best habits to help you reframe the way this looks in your mind and thinking about your capacity for when you're go, 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 going, where you can do something versus nothing. Because I don't want you to create a habit of doing nothing. I want you to create a healthy lifestyle where you don't have to think about it anymore. Ooh, love that. So let's talk about a few areas that I know are challenging for us. So meal planning. A good habit is cook simple, nutritious meals at home a few times a week, right? That sounds simple. I know it's easier said than done. Let's talk about better. Plan meals in advance for the week. Prepare ingredients on weekends and use a slow cooker or Instant Pot to save you some time. Best, invest in a meal delivery service or subscribe to pre-prepped meal kits to save even more time on meal preparation. Love that, especially during the holiday season. Big time. Okay, so it's rethinking the way we're thinking this, okay? Keep it super simple and super tiny and make it incorporated into your life for whatever your capacity is right now. Exercise. Let's talk about movement. So good. Find short pockets of time for quick workouts or take short, brisk walks during breaks. Better. Schedule regular, shorter, high-intensity workouts that could be completed in 20, 30 minutes. Best. Combined exercise with family activities. Involve your kids in outdoor play or workout routines to set a positive example and spend time together. That sounds like you're just living your life there. I love that. Stress management. Good. Take short breaks during the day to relax. Take deep breaths. Meditate for a few minutes. Better. Incorporate stress management techniques like mindfulness and breathing exercises into your daily routine. Create triggers to create habit loops to help you do this throughout the day. Best. Seek support from family, friends, or even a therapist to help manage stress and make time for self-care, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. I love that. Work-life balance. Well, that's a big one. Set clear boundaries between work and home life, okay? better. Delegate tasks, both at work and at home, to reduce your workload. Ask for help, set boundaries, right? Best, develop a support system and utilize resources such as family, friends, childcare to create a healthier work-life balance. Self-care. This is not a dirty word. It is not selfish, but good, fine moments for self-care, like a quick bath or reading a book before bed. Better, schedule regular self-care activities such as a monthly massage or a weekly solo outing. I love once a month trying to just go through the Starbucks drive-thru, get a fun coffee. And I'm usually not by myself. I usually have my dog in my backseat because he gets a pup cup, and I just love that whole experience. It makes me so happy. Best, make self-care non-negotiable. Make it part of your routine, ensuring you get enough quality time to recharge and relax. Do it before you burn out, girl. And then lastly, a support network, right? We crave community. We need a tribe of women around us. Good, stay connected with family and friends through occasional calls and texts. Better, prioritize social connections by scheduling regular get-togethers or virtual meetups. I need to be better at this personally. We probably all have that girlfriend, right? That is so good at like scheduling time together or gathering everyone together. I know I have one of my best girlfriends like that. I love that so much. I need to be better at that, though, is what I'm saying. Best, consider joining or creating a support group with other working moms for mutual support, advice, and shared experiences. Friends, I want you to rethink good, better, and best, right? The best wasn't like, you know, spend 10 hours meal prepping and exercise for 10 hours this week. And oh, don't forget to like do a devotional and mindset work throughout the week. Like it's simple, right? The best options, best habits are things that you can incorporate throughout your day, make it tiny, and make it worth what your capacity is at this time of your life. It's so crucial to your success and taking care of your health from the inside out to be realistic. Be realistic about what you can achieve and don't be too hard on yourself, right? Start with something super small. Gradually work your way up to those habits that you find work best for you, for your schedule and your lifestyle. The beauty of the show, the beauty of the programming that I offer, it's all customizable, right? I love it so much, but you got to have some tools and habit hacks to help this make it work in your life. You can take this next level by creating some actual habit loops, right, to make it work. So take some action. We have over 60 of them in my accelerator program, and use some additional tools like a habit tracker as well. So the key is to make this manageable, make it sustainable in order to promote your health and your well-being. And know that your loved ones around you will win because of it. So I hope today's good, better, and best habits helped you rework your mindset around a few of these challenges that I know y'all have with your fundamental needs. I know these are challenges you have because I send out surveys, quizzes. I talk to y'all in the DMs and those in my program. And I know that's why we have hacked these areas specifically. I want you to think about this a little bit differently and think about what you can incorporate in your life to make it part of your lifestyle. And my friend, you'll find yourself feeling your best from the inside out and everyone winning around you. I hope you found today useful. And if you do, let me know on Instagram at EmilyNichols22. I love chatting with you all over there. And I will see you next week.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.